It is time for a community connection. We're sitting down with the new fire chief for Dewey Fire, Jacob Cox. And Jacob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I had a pretty good morning. What can you tell me about yourself moving forward with Dewey Fire? I know you were just elected to the new role earlier last week. What can you tell people about yourself?
Well, as you guys know, my name is Jacob Cox. I've been born and raised here in the Bartlesville and Dewey area. I graduated from Dewey High School in 2010. The late part of 2010, early part of 2011, I joined Copan Fire for a short stint. I ended up having a child, so it kind of threw it off a little bit being young and having a child at that age. Deterred my fire service career for a little bit. I rejoined Copan Fire in August of 2013, and I was employed there on the fire department until late 2018. I joined Dewey Fire. They were needing some help down at Dewey Fire. There was a big turnover there. So I wanted to go down there and help that community. My daughter goes to Dewey Public Schools, so I wanted to help the community down there. I'm pretty well trained and continue getting trained. I've been at Dewey Fire ever since. I was their EMS officer for 2 years until I took over the fire chief position. So I also work for Bartlesville Ambulance as an EMT. I've worked there for approximately five years. I'm in paramedic school right now. It keeps me pretty busy, you know, going to school full time. And then we're about to start clinicals, but, you know, any way to continue my career and excel in it, anywhere I can help is what I'll do.
And what's it like for you to expand on your knowledge?
It's pretty rewarding. As an EMT, you're limited to basic things. So now as I'm getting that paramedic, I can do advanced life service skills. It's pretty amazing. Get to work beside some great paramedics at Bartlesville. So I'm always learning, and the medical field, as we all know it, is evolving more and more each year.
And how does your medical experience leak into the fire experience as well? How do they mesh together for those who might not know?
About 80% of our calls at Dewey, maybe even 90% now, is medical runs. So it could go from the basic fall or a lift assist, lifting somebody, getting back in bed. It could go from a chest pain or heart attack to a full cardiac arrest. So most of the calls we run, like I said, is medical calls. So that's how it is all over the nation. It's not just here in Oklahoma or our area. So that medical, everybody has to have a medical license on our fire department of some sort. Starts at CPR and goes all the way up to paramedic. That's where most of our runs are, and that's where we provide a lot of our protection or a lot of our service.
And not to get too far away from you being the new fire chief, but just looking at the medical aspect of what you guys do with the fire department too, what's it been like for you guys to handle the coronavirus, and what does that look like for you moving forward?
Whenever the coronavirus first started, you know, around our area in early March, we were kind of slow on the medical calls there for corona. You know, a lot of people were afraid to go to the hospital because of that corona. But, you know, anytime we run a COVID-19 call, we have proper precautions we have to take. It's Oklahoma State Department of Health protocols is what we go by. So we have gowns and masks we put on, of course, our gloves and goggles, anything to protect ourselves and isolate ourselves for that. As you guys know, we had a story about a sprayer we had. That started at Tulsa Fire Department. Bartlesville Fire, of course, did theirs, and they helped our guys get ours set up. So after any sick call, you know, it could be regular flu-like symptoms, but we're still going to treat it the same as COVID-19 to, like I said, isolate ourselves, anything to protect ourselves and our families and the community. So we'll use that spray and spray down the fire trucks and all our equipment we used on that call.
And you just hinted at the protecting the community from coronavirus. You also do more than just protecting them on the medical aspect too. Obviously, you have the fire service as well at the fire department. Looking ahead as the new fire chief for Dewey, what do you hope to improve moving forward?
One of the biggest improvements that I have, or that I'd like to see in our fire department, is training. Training is very big in the fire service. The fire service changes every day. The building of the houses, the building of any structures, the materials they use changes. So a house used to burn in 15, 20 minutes, where now it could burn in and get, you know, a rapid fire moving in a minute, 2 minutes. So training is a big thing. We want to be able to help the community and serve it, making sure everybody stays safe in that process. And also we need to get more people involved with the fire department. There's a lot of training involved within your first year of the fire service. For one, at Dewey, you have to have your EMR or EMT medical license, and also a Firefighter 1 certification or structure fire within your first year, if it's offered to you. Here lately, it's been hard to get classes around here because of the COVID-19. But OSU has started opening their classes back up, and they're starting to provide more training for us. So that's our biggest strive right now.
And of course, I believe Dewey Fire is actually hosting one of those Firefighter One trainings. What's that been like for Dewey Fire to be host to that?
It's pretty big. It started in late May. We have 24 students from around this area, around Northeast Oklahoma in that class. As you guys know, Barry Campbell with Bartlesville Fire is the main instructor of that class. He's doing a great job with it. This is a big class on our fire department. To enter a house fire when it's on fire, you have to have the certification. It provides a proper training, you know, the introduction to firefighting. You learn quite a bit in that class. We have 6 guys in it right now, so it's going to help us out tremendously. As of right now, we only have 5, maybe 6 that have that certification. A total of 15 guys on our department. This will help us out quite a bit.
And another thing that's probably helping you guys quite a bit too is the lowering of the rate in your fire dues. What can you tell me about that?
That's right. Our fire dues were approximately $200 the last few years. So we want to lower them dues where more people will pay. You know, it helps us out with our funding, obviously, but it's also going to provide that, I guess we could call it insurance for your house or your home or your property. So we lowered it from $200 to $100 in hopes to get more people to pay it. A lot of people haven't been paying that when it's $200. Area fire services around us, is approximately $50 to $100. So with the fire district we serve and the community we serve, we think this will help them out a lot, as well as helping our department out quite a bit.
I'd say I feel like lowering the fire dues is one of the things when you came on as an interim chief that you guys had discussed with probably Cody, the assistant fire chief, and it's probably been one of the first actions that you've taken as the fire chief. What other actions would you like to take aside from the training and the fire dues moving forward as the fire chief?
Other actions would be to get more equipment. Equipment is a big thing in the fire service, and there's new equipment coming out every year. The newer the equipment, the better off our community is. Like I said, it changes every year along with the residential buildings and things like that. I'd love to have our service back to an ALS service, because back whenever Del Little was fire chief, been 2-3 years ago, he did a great job with having the volunteer fire service as a advanced life service on their fire department. That's pretty big time. It, you know, it helps the community out more, and we have more actions to save that person's life. Like I said, I'd like to have more trained individuals on our fire department. For volunteer fire department, we run around 450 to 550 calls a year. It all depends on weather, you know, and the grass fires and things like that. But I'd like to have more trained individuals or trained personnel on our department. It helps us out quite a bit.
And just looking at the vote that you guys had, the election last Monday or Tuesday, I believe, you had quite a bit of support from your guys there at the department. What does that feel like for you as the new leader of Dewey Fire heading into the future?
It's a big thing to have all that support. It means a lot to me. We had 15 guys, and I do believe every one of them voted for me. It makes me feel good. It makes me have that confidence that those guys support me. They have confidence that I can lead this department to the right direction. I appreciate all our officers. I got Mike Bollinger as a captain. You know, of course, Cody Mead is assistant fire chief. Mike Black, who's also a Tulsa fireman. He's also a fire lieutenant, so he helps with daily operations and things like that. And we got Jordan Inman, who's working at Bartlesville Ambulance as an EMT. Jordan knows the medical side of it quite well, so he helps me out a bit on paperwork and making sure we have the appropriate equipment on our truck. And I also have, like I said, I have 9-10 other guys on there that are, you know, striving every day to serve the community. People don't understand this is a volunteer fire department, so about 70-80% of the United States fire department is volunteer. Do get paid $12.50 per call, which with the amount of calls we run, I do believe it should be more, but we're not here for the money. We're here to serve the community, and we take pride in that. That's a big thing. If you're not committed to the fire service or committed to running calls, fire service probably isn't for you. You have to be committed and dedicated to this. To me, this is like a full-time job, you know. I take pride in serving our community myself. We run as many calls as we can. All of us have full-time jobs. We work elsewhere. We have children. We have families. So we could leave our dinner table in the middle of the night, or, you know, in the evening, and miss out on dinner. We miss out on family events, family get-togethers and stuff. So every one of my guys is dedicated to serving the community. There's not one that's not. I see him almost every call. They're all willing to learn and eager. They're ready to, you know, eager to get this Fire One class done. So I'm proud of them. I'm proud to serve the community of Dewey.
One final note, you guys are located along Cherokee Avenue in downtown Dewey. You guys are currently going through some facility upgrades. What could you tell me about those upgrades and where you're at in that process right now?
We're getting approximately 4 new bay doors on the front of our station. It needed a big upgrade. For one, these doors are going to be insulated, so it kind of helped with our gas bill in the wintertime. It'll help that area on the northeast side of the station. That was the newest part of the station. I'm not sure what year it was built, but you can tell it's new. It's completely clean. They're going to reskin it and put new sheet metal on our station, on our older existing part on the north and south side of it. So it's going to make it look a whole lot better. We did have a leak in the ceiling where that new part was added on years ago, and our older existing part, that's supposed to be getting fixed as well. So, you know, upgrade is helping us out quite a bit. I could still see many upgrades in the future for our department. It'll help us serve our community better as far as trucks, you know, equipment, whatever that may be. But yeah, I mean, anybody wants to stop by anytime. Usually, I know we're all volunteer, but I can almost guarantee it, somebody's going to be up there at all times of the day. Stop by for a tour and come check it out.
That was a community connection here on K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. We sat down with new fire chief Jacob Cox with Dewey Fire. Sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.